The Northern Manitoba Trappers Festival has been one of the oldest winter festivals in Manitoba since 1916, celebrating the rich culture and history of the Northern Pioneers. The event held its annual community celebration in mid-February. The Trappers Festival is a beloved event that has a rich history in Northern Manitoba. Originally known as the Paw Dog Derby, the festival gained notoriety for its impressive dog races, which covered a distance of 140 to 200 miles and passed through several communities in the region. Despite the dog sled races being cancelled this year due to a lack of snow, spectators were treated to a variety of events, highlights, and festivities that kept the festival spirit alive. Reflecting on the festival, NMTF Board of Directors Chairperson Lori Stevenson noted that the lack of dog races was the most significant difference from the previous year's event. Nonetheless, the festival's enduring appeal and community spirit were on full display, making it a memorable experience for all who attended. The competition in the Fur Queen contest has been extremely keen, exciting, and rewarding for scores of beautiful, resourceful, and intelligent girls during the many years of the Trappers Festival. Since 1916, these young ladies have been judged on talent, poise, and personality. The King Trapper Contest was inaugurated in 1955. The title is awarded to the fellow securing the most total points in all the various contests and sporting events. These events have hardy Northerners vying one against the other in contests which are indicative of the art and skill required by the early inhabitants to gain their livelihood and, in some cases, their very survival. Contests such as tree felling, wood cutting, wood splitting, canoe packing, flower packing, trap setting, muskrat skinning, tea boiling, bannock baking, moose calling, goose calling, and more, each contribute cash prizes to the winners as well as points which add up to the total that might win the coveted King Trapper trophy and title. Another long celebrates festival tradition includes the awarded King and Queen Trapper, along with Junior King and Queen Trapper. Challenging women and youth in stamina and skill in pub crawls, stage and talent shows, youth events, scavenger hunts, our famous torchlight parade, and more have been added. The Manitoba Government, Natural Resources and Northern Development, Minister Greg Nesbitt even congratulated the Northern Manitoba Trappers Festival, stating that the event had been recognized as a unique opportunity for visitors to experience traditions and activities with a special connection to Northern wilderness. I would like to thank the festival's organizers and volunteers for hosting this year's event and creating an environment where visitors can connect with local communities, culture, and traditions, said Nesbitt. I would encourage all Manitobans to visit the Northern Manitoba Trappers Festival in the Paw and take part in this iconic Manitoba tradition. Promotion of the Trappers Festival occurs year-round. We have a strong working relationship with local and regional media, both print and radio. In addition, we have a social media presence through Facebook and Instagram. Trappers Festival works closely with other community groups such as the Kinsmen, Canets, the Paw Rotary Club, the Friendship Center, and the Paw Community Renewal Corporation. The Trappers Festival Board of Directors is excited to have celebrated its 75th festival this year and brought some nostalgia back to the festival with a blast from past sites and events. It was a fun-filled and exciting event for all ages, and we look forward to next year's celebration. Tilda Mathias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.